Hey, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. And today I'm coming to you from the back of a taxi. And it's rather appropriate because a couple of things I'm going to talk about have to do with Thai taxis. And actually, it's not anything negative. So, but before I get into that, I have to talk about something that... It was an article that just came out today. It was I don't know where it came from. Saw it online somewhere and printed it out. Now I don't know where it's from. But it has to do with Valentine's Day and the Thai government's propensity to try to control the morals of the youth in the country, which I find that quite disturbing myself. Because, you know, the thing is that most adults have problems controlling themselves. And if they can control themselves, most people, when they're young, they do things that maybe they shouldn't do. It doesn't matter if it's in Thailand or America or wherever. So trying to tell kids with raging hormones and testosterone that are madly in love with each other to, like, not have sex on Valentine's Day seems... well, let me just read what was written in this article. It's I would say it's funny, but it's not really funny because I just don't think that the government telling you what to do is the way that governments need to operate. I don't care where it is in the world. Personally, what I think is the governments work for you. You pay the governments to do their job, and their job is not to tell you what to do behind closed door. Their job is not to tell you whether you can have sex in the missionary position or doggy style or whatever you want to have. That's not their job. It's not even their job to tell you that you should refrain from having sex. It's not their job. That's just my opinion. And I don't care if it's a religious thing or a that has to do with the government. I just don't think people should stick their nose in other people's business. If people want to have sex, that's their business. Now, you know, let me just read this before I go on. It says, officials urge teens to avoid sex on Valentine's Day and to visit temples instead. Yeah, right. That's going to happen. The country faces high teen pregnancy rates and a growing HIV infection rate. Okay, so instead of maybe preaching to the public, to the youth, maybe what they should do is in school they teach them about sex and they teach them without these ridiculous, bullshit stories that seem to go on in not only Thailand but in schools everywhere. It says, according to a recent media survey, teenagers in Thailand pick Valentine's Day as the perfect day to lose their virginity. I don't think it's only Thai youth that pick that either. Bangkok officials are urging young Thai couples to avoid sex on the unofficial holiday and visit temples instead. The country's Ministry of Affairs is also taking measures to crack down on underage sex. An order has been issued by the ministry to provide... to provincial authorities to ensure that all hotels and nightclubs are observing the country's underage sex laws. Yeah, like, that's going to do a lot of good. When you got some guy operating a hotel that is a quarter full and a couple kids come in and they're willing to pay the money, do you really think the people, not many Thais are going to say, oh, sorry, I can't take your money because you're underage and you want to have sex? It just doesn't work that way, okay? According to public health officials, Thailand's teen pregnancy rates are among the highest in Southeast Asia. To combat the issue, more than 3.5 million condoms have been made available in 68 healthcare facilities in 10 cities. Well, now that brings to another subject up, which is the unwillingness of many Thais to use a condom. And also those who do use a condom, their unwillingness to have to go in somewhere and show their face when they're getting a condom. They're shy, a lot of them. Now, you know, you go into some little market where nobody knows you, that's a different story. You know, they're willing to do that. But Okay, it says the health ministry has also plans to install condom vending machines in some high schools. The initiative was first tested in 2010 and welcomed by most students. However, 90% of parents strongly disagree with the measure. I don't know why they would disagree with it. I'm sure with the parents, a lot of the parents, they were getting jiggy with it. So, what makes them think their kids wouldn't? I mean, my kid's almost 14, and my mother is already telling me, you better be careful with him, because pretty soon, you know, he's going to be trying to stick his thing somewhere, and, you know, sometimes the results are not always positive. You know, a 15-year-old kid doesn't need to be having babies. So I've already had the talk with him and with both of my kids. They're probably a lot more aware of what happens between men and women than most kids. But I'm pretty open with them. We have a pretty open relationship, or at least I like to think so. They believe that vending machines would encourage teens to have sex. HIV infection rates in the country's gay population are another concern. They are nearly as high as those in Africa's AIDS hotspots. Well, you know, this doesn't surprise me either, and the reason is because who likes to use condoms? They suck, man. I mean, that's the bottom line. I don't care if they're ribbed for your pleasure or her pleasure, whatever. It's, you know, they're just not pleasant. And especially the Thai ones, I don't know, but for most guys that I've talked to, and for myself, the Thai condoms are very small, and they tend to be a little bit too tight, and they're not very comfortable. So, you know, you got to make sure you get the right size and all that, and it's just not comfortable. And, you know, they sell those ribbed for her pleasures. I don't know if anybody knows, but you know, you could always turn the condom inside out, and that way they're ribbed for your pleasure. Well, actually, that was a joke I heard on a TV show. It was pretty funny when I heard it, but coming from me, it's not so funny. But anyway, let me go on here. Pirapong Saichia, a city official, encouraged teens to free birds and fish or go visit the temple instead of making love. Oh, come on. I mean, this is the most idiotic statement. This whole article is just idiotic. It's like, young kids, yeah, they may love animals and they may want to go to the temple once in a while and be good kids. But, you know, when you got somebody that you are just so into and you think your world is going to end if you're not with them, or if, and girls are, you know, if I don't give it up, they're going to leave me and go for some other girl. And this kind of stuff doesn't work. They need to wake up, you know. And I was talking to a guy yesterday, a Thai guy. And actually, I might try to bring him on and do a podcast with him. Because I've spoken to him many times. And he's been around in many, many different countries. He's been all throughout Europe. He speaks great English. I mean, I can speak to English to him without having to worry, does he understand me or anything like that. He speaks extremely, his English is extremely good. So I may try to get him, now that I think about it, I might try to get him and put him on a podcast with me, because I think if his time allows it, it might be a good thing. But it says here, freeing caged birds is a Buddhist ritual that Thai followers see as a way to enhance their karma. Thailand is a predominantly Buddhist country and remains conservative, despite its reputation as a hotspot for gay bars and sex tourism. Well, I got news for them. As conservative as they think these people are, you get them behind closed door, they're not conservative at all. And I have to say, there was a YouTube video I did a couple days ago, and there was a guy who said, oh, you know, the Thai girls, they don't give BJs. And I said, I don't know, you know, I think you've been hanging out with the wrong girls, buddy, or you haven't learned the art of persuasion, because what I found is that the vast majority of them know what is expected of them. They know that men want it. And in my whole time here, I think I've had maybe two women that absolutely... One I know because I was with her for a couple of months, and finally I got fed up with it. You know, she just would not do it. And it has nothing to do with hygiene. It has nothing to do with being disgusted. It has to do with the religious thinking of some Thais, where they feel like going to that area is dirty. And, you know, whatever, to each his own, but I don't believe in that, and I don't believe a man should have to go his entire life without getting a blowjob. Especially if he's doing, if he's going down on the girl. I just don't think that that's appropriate. I had a girlfriend once who, she wanted me to go down on her all the time, but she would never do it for me. And this is a Western woman, and I dumped her. And that was the main reason. She was the one that I had before I came to Thailand. And, you know, it was like our relationship wasn't really going anywhere. I can't say that I really dumped her, but I basically said, you know, I'm leaving. And that was the end of that. But, you know, one of the main things was I just couldn't get into her 100% because she just wouldn't do that. She's like, oh, you know, my girlfriend doesn't do it. Why do I have to do it? I'm like, I don't care what your girlfriend does. I don't care what her husband allows or doesn't want. I don't care. What I care about is me. And I'm not going my whole life without getting a BJ or getting a BJ from someone when I cheat on you or you allowing me to go get one because you don't do it, which that wasn't going to happen. So I don't particularly like that. And you know, it bothers me. And this whole thing here about, oh, let the birds free. Just let some birds free. That'll, and go to the temple. That'll help everything. No, it won't. You still got a boner. If you got a boner and you're around your girl all the time and you're just dying to stick it in her any chance you can, the last thing you want to think about is letting birds go free. I mean, you know, seriously. It just doesn't make any sense to me. So anyway, it says Bangkok's Moral Promotion Center, which, before I go on, I have to say, again, what the fungulo, and I'm not going to say the other word because I'm sitting in a taxi and I don't feel like shocking the guy, but what in the world are they even thinking, having the Moral Promotion Center? I mean, we're not living in under Sharia law. We're not in Iraq or Syria or Turkey or something like that where certain things are prohibited or they just frown on them like that. We're living in Thailand, and the thing is that, you know, you say what you will, but when you get a Thai behind closed door, they're more than willing to go for just about anything. They're no less aggressive or, you know, no more apprehensive than any other woman that I've been with in my life, Western, whatever, Caribbean, whatever. It doesn't really matter. It seems to me like they're game. So having this little moral promotion center, I think what they ought to concentrate on is education instead of trying to push their morals on these kids, because the kids don't give a shit. I mean, you know, it's like, yeah, you know, you got brought up a certain way, you don't do certain things, but eventually there comes a time that even the good girls, they want to get laid. And it may be because they want to get laid because they just want to get laid, or maybe they want to get laid because they love this guy and they think he's the guy forever or whatever it is. Okay. Anyway, it says it revealed that the Bangkok's Moral Promotion Center also revealed it's Just a Meal for Valentine campaign that encourages teens to stick to dinner dates on Valentine's Day and avoid putting themselves in situations that would tempt them to engage in premarital sex. Oh my goodness. In addition to the ministry's orders, nightclubs and entertainment venues are encouraged to report any inappropriate behavior. I mean, these people are kidding themselves. This is like, it's just like a lot of other things in Thailand. This is all about show. It's all about face. Look at us. We are very proper people. We are very good people. And, you know, we don't have premarital sex. We're not supposed to do that. We are very faithful to Buddha or whatever. And we're just not like that. We don't do that. But the truth is that this is so far from the truth that it, you know, might as well, they might as well be do a complete 180, because none of this is true. It's all a bunch of bullshit. And you know, but anyway, getting back to this guy that I was talking to, one thing that he said was, he said, you have to understand Thailand, the leaders, many of its leaders are full of people that we think of as Jurassic people, Jurassic Park type leaders, which means they have this old school mentality and they refuse to change. They don't care how the new world is. And the thing is that sometimes people have to change, sometimes they don't. I don't say that everybody has to change just because everybody else is changing around the world, but there are some things that, you know, they have to face reality. I don't care, 500 years ago, listen, there was some girl or some guy, they were sneaking off, going to get at it behind the trees or, you know, in the forest somewhere. People were still doing it. You know, it goes back as long as man has been around. People want to have sex. It's in their, it's ingrained in them to do so. And when they meet the right person, especially very young people, when I'm talking about young, I'm talking about like teenagers. Come on, you know. I think this is a lofty goal that they have, and I don't think they'll ever reach it. I just think it's way too far out there. Now, I got to talk about something else. I said I was going to talk about the taxis. There is a new service coming out in, I think it's April 1st. So in April. It's called All Thai Taxi. And they're supposed to have 500 Toyota Prius sedans, and they charge an extra 20 baht per trip in addition to the standard fare. And they're sort of like Uber or Grab Taxi, which I'm sitting in a Grab Taxi right now. So you can get that, you can get the app from, you can get an app for Android and for iPhone. I've already downloaded the app. It has a few things showing already, but being that it's not, their service is not functional yet, they have yet to, I'm assuming they have yet to make the app completely functioning. So you can't like call them up right now and ask for a taxi. It doesn't work that way. But they say that they never reject a passenger, and that the drivers will always be polite and well-mannered, and their vehicles clean and have the latest safety equipment, which includes a black box style data recorder, speed regulator, and even a breathalyzer for the driver. Wow, that's really good. Now, that's great, and I'm anxious to see how good their service is. As I just said, I am in a Grab Taxi right now. I've used Grab Taxi close to 10 times now. I use it for a number of reasons. First of all, I don't want any bullshit from the drivers, because, you know, there's enough bullshit going on in the world, and things are difficult enough sometimes without having some guy that's supposed to be servicing, basically servicing your needs. He's supposed to give you service. You need to go somewhere, he takes you from point A to point B safely, at a reasonable speed, and without giving you a hard time for whatever reason. Okay? And that's one reason. The other reason is where my house is. I need to take... There are usually never any taxis on the main road where my house... where my house sits. On that street, there are very few taxis that go by. Once in a while they do, but for the most part, I use the Song Tao, which is only 6 baht to get to where I can get a taxi, or I use a motorbike, which it's 20 baht to get to where I can get a taxi, or it's 30 baht if I go across the street to the mall. So, although I could take a 20 baht motorbike to get to the main road, instead what I do is I just call up Grab Taxi And no, this is not an ad. I just call up Grab Taxi, or you can send it on the app, and I'm going to start doing that. The first time it didn't show my address, the exact address, and now I figured it out how to do it. So I'm going to start using the app instead. But you can call them or you can use the app, and then you just tell them, hey, I want to go from this place to this place, and then they call one of the drivers, or one of the drivers in the area will be alerted. The driver normally calls before he gets to your location. He says, is this the location? Am I correct? Yes. Okay. All right, I'll be there in approximately this many minutes. They come, they pick you up. They don't have any attitude. Their taxis tend to... I mean, I'm looking at this guy. This guy's got a little... He's got a little food thing here where he sells, like, nuts and raisins and some little other thing. And he's got a couple bottles of water, and he's got some Grab Taxi brochures, and it's very clean. And, you know, he's no attitude. I mean, you know, listen, they're taxi drivers, so it's not like they're, you know... they don't always know your address, or you got to kind of explain it like one too many times. But it's worth it. To me, it's worth it. Now, Grab Taxi charges 25 baht instead of 20 baht. But it's, like I said, for me, it really works, because, I mean, just to get to the main street, it's going to cost me at least 6 baht, and then I got to walk a ways, and my leg is bad. So, although I could walk it no problem, I prefer to put as little use on my leg right now as I can. But if I wanted, I could take the motorbike and just go, and it would cost me 20 baht. Well, for 25 baht, somebody comes to my house and picks me up. So if I'm going to the airport or I'm going somewhere else, you know, it's very convenient. And like I said, they give you no hassles. There's no bartering on the price or anything like that. It's whatever the fare shows on the meter plus 25 baht. And so it's a piece of cake, you know. So I highly recommend Grab Taxi. And actually, I don't think Grab Taxi allows you to pay with a debit card or credit card. But the new All Thai Taxi, I think they are going to offer that service. And then afterwards, every time I take a Grab Taxi, it sends me a receipt with the exact amount of the fare that I was charged, and then the additional 25 baht. It gives me an invoice, a receipt, which is quite nice, because then I get an idea of how much I'm spending on the taxis when I take the taxis. So, not to go on and on about it, but I highly recommend Grab Taxi. I'm looking forward to the All Thai Taxi service. I don't use Uber, but, you know, for someone like me who, I try to go out a minimal number of times, because I don't want to have to go through traffic. So if I'm going somewhere, maybe what I'll do is I'll set things up to where I go, like today's what, a Thursday? I go on a Thursday. Now, I know that I'm going to go somewhere on Tuesday of next week. And in the next couple of days, I'll probably just go to the mall and stay in the area where I live. So I'll take a motorbike, or I'll take the Song Tao or something like that. But I will not take a taxi. But when Tuesday hits, I am going to. Now, on Tuesday, I believe on Tuesday, it depends on the hotels. I haven't looked into them yet. I think I'm going to go to Sukhothai or somewhere like that. Go for a couple of days, take photos, shoot video, and bring them to the members and also to the YouTube channel. So that's something I'm working on. And then I am going to go to India in April. So what's that? March, April, about 2.5 months. I'm going to go, and then I got this thing I'm working on now to go to Ecuador. If I go to Ecuador, I'm going to stop in the United States on the way, and then I'm going to stop on the way back, and I'm hoping that I get to go to Europe. So if I can finagle that, where I go to Europe, then the United States, and then to Ecuador, and then do the same on the way back, I'm going to try to make it to where I go to Amsterdam. But I'm not counting on that. And that brings me to my last item of business, which is Delta Airlines. I know that this doesn't really relate to Southeast Asia other than people who use the airline to come here or to go places from here. But I gotta say that, you know, they're a bunch of conniving little cunts. And the reason I'm saying this is because, you know, most airlines, they have, for their frequent flyer programs, they have an awards chart on their website. Now, Delta has had theirs online for quite some time. Towards the last few months of last year, they started putting something about, okay, in 2015, we're changing our program. We're going to do it a little bit differently. But they still kept the charts up. They had two charts up, charts for 2014 and charts for if you were traveling in 2015. Now, you know, I didn't think much of it then. But now they've taken off their awards charts, and there's a lot of pissed off people right now. I'm one of them. And the reason is because before you could look on the awards chart and you could say, okay, it's 40,000 to go to the US, 40,000 miles to come back, 80,000 miles. Now, occasionally they would say, oh, I'm sorry, we don't have any seats available. Can you travel in a couple days? We've got seats available then. And I would say, yeah, okay. But now the way that it works is you have to go on and basically book a flight, or you just go through the motions of booking a flight, but you don't finalize it, and it will tell you how many miles. Well, to give you an example, instead of 80,000 miles to go to the U.S., the cheapest, the least amount of miles that I was able to get was 102,000. And it was as high as 175,000. Now, this wasn't how it was before. And frankly, Delta doesn't give a shit. Many, many people have complained, and they always come back with the same bullshit response, which is, oh yeah, we've got our new live awards calendar to help you with that. You just go on and book your flight, and it'll tell you exactly how many miles and how much money you need to pay. Yeah, but that's not the point. The point is that it's underhanded because you're taking away the charts. Fortunately, many people have printed them out. I kind of remember them in my head. But for instance, I was thinking about going to India, and immediately from India flying to the U.S. and then going to Ecuador. So it'd be like a big trip. I'd be gone for about 5 weeks. I don't think I'm going to do that. But I just don't like the way that they've set their system up. And the problem is that, you know, once you have those miles, you expect to get a certain... You shoot for a certain number of miles to get somewhere. Like, I know I need 80,000 miles to get to the U.S. So I've been accumulating the miles over time, and I know I need 80,000 miles. Now... then when you go and you go to purchase a ticket and it says, oh, sorry, you have to, it's 175,000 miles. What do you mean it's 175,000 miles? It's supposed to be 80,000 round trip. And if it's the high season, it was something like 120,000. Well, and it's not even the high season. It was if they didn't have tickets available, that would be the most that you would pay. So now you've got these tickets that are... they're costing quite a bit more, and they're not going to allow people to accumulate miles anymore. They're going to give you, what did it work out to? Something like they give you 5 miles for every dollar or something like that. That's how they work it. It relates to how much money you spend. So it's just bullshit, you know, and I can't stand, you know, I keep saying this. And I was talking to the Thai guy yesterday, and I said, you know, it's not, now it is in the world, it seems like it's no longer about, hey, you know, that's not right, don't do that. It's not like that anymore. Now what it is I don't give a shit if it's right or wrong. I'm doing what I want because I can, and I'm going to fuck you. And you know, that's not cool. That's not the way that I was brought up. That's not the way, I mean, it's the way of the world now. I don't particularly like it, and I do like when I meet somebody who has, you know, the same kind of ethics that I do, where they consider, you know, hey, that's not really cool to do that. You shouldn't do that. And then they don't. They don't say, well, yeah, but I can get away with it, so I might as well. I don't really think that that's right. So, anyway, that's about all I got for right now. So, until next time, I'm Scott. I am an American in Bangkok. Chok di la jerk and mai.